This is WLVR's Flight Club. I'm Christine Dempsey.
And I'm Devin Cortan.
And today we are at the Sherman Street Beer Company, not located on Sherman Street, mind you. It's at 1825 East Tremont Street in Allentown. Joining us is Bo Baden. He is the owner and brewer. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you guys. Thanks for having me.
Our purpose to be here is to try a flight of beer, and that's what we're going to do.
Okay, first up on the flight is Smells Like Hops IPA. We're looking at some classic Northern California varieties, El Dorado, Mosaic, and Citra, common in many Northern California IPAs.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Giving it a smell, it's just super floral, super pungent on the nose. It's hazy, and it tastes like it, too. It's got this wonderful funk in there as well that I'm really enjoying, and it's got this floral... Kind of fruity floral thing, and then the nice bitter wave of the hops hits you right at the end.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the classic definition of that New England style IPA.
I'm trying out the New Mexican Lager. That's what you have it listed as. It is an unfiltered Nuvo style lager. What makes it Mexican?
It's the addition of corn to our grain bill, mostly the flake maize that we use, lighting the beer up, making it very, very refreshing.
You know, I always do this, Devin. I take one sip and then I make a judgment. And I can't do that because the second sip tastes different than the first one. Mm. And the second sip tastes much smoother than the first one going down.
I think on the first sip, you're probably getting a little bit of that hop flavor and bitterness. But then as you get that to coat your tongue, it's smoothing out a bit at the end.
Yeah, definitely. I tasted the bitter right away. Mm-hmm. But then with those 12 sips I've taken since, it is much smoother. Very nice.
All right, I'm going from Smells Like Hops IPA to a Belgian Golden Ale. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Bo, but a lot of Belgian beers don't use hops at all, right?
I mean, I guess back in the day, you'd be correct. When they first started out, there were just spices and everything else along the way, and then hops became more favorable later on. But this is definitely, there are definitely hops in this beer. But it's still going to be more malt-centric than, gotcha. Than like your Smells Like.
Okay, and it's called Careful Man. I got a beverage here. I don't know how to identify the smell here, but right away you get that maltiness you get in so many amazing Belgian beers. And I've been to Brussels and I've done a nice Trappist mm-hmm. beer tour. And what I was so amazed by all these beers is how strong they were, yet so drinkable. They tasted like candy.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the scary part about those beers is the fact that you don't know really the content you're drinking because they go down so smooth.
This is probably one of the weirdest things I've ever seen in a beer, and it makes me really curious. So this is your special sauce, and it is a saison brewed with fermented shiitake mushrooms.
Yeah, and there's actually one other ingredient on there that we don't list. It's actually kombu goes in this as well, so Japanese seaweed. So this is a beer we did in collaboration with the folks at Mr. Lee's. We brewed this like we were making a broth. So we put the kombu in the kettle, we put mushroom in the kettle, and basically made this broth, boiled it for a long time till we got, you know, these great aromas coming out of it. And then we fermented it with the a French Saison strain that makes it very, very dry and very smooth. And then we added, during fermentation, we added more shiitake mushrooms to fermentation. And then I think we added more even after that. After we kept tasting it, we just kept adding more.
I feel like I'm not tasting the shiitake. And that might be a good thing because...
Well, it's definitely a milder mushroom. And it's one of the reasons we kind of went that route to start with. I figure it's our first foray into the mushroom aspect of it. Of making saison with mushrooms, but I figured as we progress, we can go with, down the line with our next batch of saison, we can go with if we go the mushroom route, we'll maybe go with some more aggressive or blended mushrooms as well.
Bo Baden, thanks so much for sharing a flight of beer from Sherman Street Beer Company.
Oh, thank you guys very much. My pleasure.
Well, I've tried them all, and it might sound queer, but my favorite drug is a nice cold beer. Beer, 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 beer. Bear, 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 bear. We love bear.